And we're going to bring our regular political commentators, E.J. Dionne and David Brooks, now into the conversation. E.J. Dionne, excuse me, of the Washington Post, David Brooks of the New York Times. Welcome to you both.
Thank you. Be with you.
E.J. Dionne, your take on what seems to be emerging from the Senate tonight. What do you make of it?
Well, again, part of our problem is we're operating on, at best, sketchy information. But it seems to me the initial report suggests this is a pretty lousy deal. If Senator Kerry's estimate that 42% of it is tax cuts, if that's correct, I think this poses huge problems with the House. First, because that means an awful lot of spending that was stimulative and that Democrats wanted. There are a lot of reports that a lot of the money came from cuts in the education money to help states deal with the economic crisis. And there's a widespread view that fiscal help to the states is a very good stimulus because it helps states not to lay people off or raise their taxes. And I think that what you're going to see is the House coming back. I'm told there's a lot of unhappiness over there, fighting to put some stuff back into the stimulus. But again, we're operating with very, very sketchy information.
David Brooks, at least according to the website Politico, the White House sent over Chief of Staff Rahm Emanuel, no stranger to the House, he was himself a House member and a House leader, to work out this deal, to get it to be something that the House would approve.
Yeah, and I guess I would say from the time the House passed their version of this bill a little while ago, 49 Blue Dog Democrats, moderate Democrats, have suddenly discovered some testicular fortitude, and they wrote a letter saying, we want more cuts, essentially taking the position of the Senate moderates. So I think that adds the momentum to what just happened in the Senate. The other thing to be said was they need 60 votes in the Senate. That's the sticking point. And if the choice is between no bill and a smaller bill than what many liberals may want, but which gets 60 votes, there's really little choice there. This is the power that people like Susan Collins now have over this process.
You know, it's really remarkable that two senators, Susan Collins and Ben Nelson, have more power on this than the 58 Democrats elected as a majority this year. And I think there are people who are going to look at this and say, wait a minute, there was an election and Susan Collins wasn't elected president of the United States.
Well, actually, I mean, there were 15 Democrats, 1-5 Democrats in the room with her. And second of all, Susan Collins won an election.
You know, we heard...
behave this way.
Let me cut in here for just a second here. We did hear from Senator Arlen Specter a little earlier, Republican of Pennsylvania, saying there are things in this bill that give him heartburn. He said there are reasons to argue it's a bad bill, but even so, he's going to vote for it. Do you think there's a lot of heartburn that will be confronting the senators when they come up for this vote, whenever it may happen? David?
Yeah, I think on all fronts. On the left, many people thought the $900 billion bill was too small. In the center, a lot of people think the idea of mixing permanent spending with short-term stimulus was just a huge mistake. There will be nobody happy, but welcome to the legislative process.
EJ?
I think that there will be a lot of dissatisfaction among Democrats and, I think, Republican and Democratic mayors and governors around the country. I think when this goes into conference, there may be a lot of pressure from them to alter this deal reached in the Senate and push it more toward what the House did. I think the governors and mayors are going to be very important in the next phase.
On a different topic, I do want to ask you both about the downfall that we saw this week of the nominee to head Health and Human Services, the former Democratic Majority Leader in the Senate, Tom Daschle, over tax issues and his compensation since he's left the Senate. David Brooks, lesson there?
Well, I think it's a tragedy. What we've seen in the Senate is how tough it is to pass legislation. And the stimulus package is much easier than passing health care reform. And Tom Daschle was uniquely suited to shepherd a complicated health care reform bill through the Senate. So the loss of him is just a tragedy for health care reform. It's not irreparable, but it's a blow. And it's caused by the fact that I think the Barack Obama campaign on the idea of sort of virgin birth, there should be no lobbyists, no Washington insiders. And that set the bar too high. And we're knocking out a lot of good people as a result.
E.J. Dionne?
I think it is a problem for health care reform, although I think there are a lot of forces in favor of that. They built their strategy around Daschle's passion and his knowledge of the Senate. But I think the problem arose because you didn't just have one Democratic nominee with a tax problem. You ended up with three. You wonder what would have happened if Daschle had come first instead of Tim Geithner. Would Daschle now be the Secretary of HHS and Tim Geithner would be the person with the problem, the Treasury Secretary, who did get confirmed?
Gentlemen, thanks to you both. Have a good weekend.
Good to be with you.
Thank you.
E.J. Dionne of the Washington Post and Brookings Institution, and David Brooks of the New York Times.